Look, I'm standing on no floor. Said Margaret Cunningham's four-year-old daughter Tessa, her fingers clenched whitely on the table edge, her feet luxuriously in air. Margaret is still director of STARTS, the New South Wales Service for Torture and Trauma Rehab, and I'm still their sort of writer on call. Together we wrote a chapter about a child called Layla who comes from no country, in particular a fact which has already, together with the letterhead torture and trauma, put off at least one publisher. Layla has witnessed torture and many other forms of not belonging. Margaret and I often have also stood on no floor, child or woman. After Tessa said that, I joked about the shoes I'd worn the day before, open high heels, very black and very tall and very precarious. I was standing on no floor a lot yesterday, but it was worth it because I only paid $9 for the sandals and felt as sexy as something airy from another world. But the torture. Margaret joked about a phone call to the TNT unit from the cloistered ABC asking to interview clients who'd really enjoyed their torture were into SM. I observed this was a travesty of my theory, that people after trauma need a hierarchy, but both idealise and demonise it, and that recognition of SM in their sexuality might clarify the process for them. Hell, when you're standing on no floor, you skate, or fall, or just stay put, appreciate the elevation. We also spoke of Arthur Stiglitz photographing Georgia O'Keeffe as hundreds of nudes, and how women at one of Margaret's workshops had gone out to pay a photographer to give them back their bodies. One works better in all areas, I think, with a confidence in one's geography. And if there's a vaginal velvet emptiness at centre, studded with that vaginal diamond mine of nerves, no floor is not a life-defining problem. On the wall, near this table at Margaret's, a Georgia O'Keeffe lily is as poised as Tessa's joy.